Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, this is a special devotion. At least I think so. I hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. A rarely mentioned attribute of God's creation is that it is filled, that is, pun is intended, with containers. You see, people are containers. The earth is a container. The cosmos in its entirety is a massive container. And, of course, there are containers for virtually everything, material and spiritual. Now, there's one exception to this. You guessed it, God himself. God does not contain. God is, and God fills. Mankind simply cannot conceive of this. Mankind has always tried to place God in a container or imagine him to be a container, that is, to give him a definition. Mankind's understanding requires boundary conditions. But God simply says, I am. And he adds, the way, the truth, and the life, which are not boundaries, but qualities. See, God has attributes, but not definitions or boundaries. You cannot contain, that is, limit him, even in your mind or imagination. So why do we try? Every false religion tries. Well, bluntly, every religion tries. So what does God say about himself? He says in Jeremiah 23, can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? God says he fills. In fact, he says he fills all things. Clearly, this is a mystery far beyond human understanding. We say that he is omnipresent. And so is Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:10 says, he who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, before he ascended far above all the heavens, Jesus as the Son of Man was filled. Some good news is that you and I can be, like Jesus, filled with his Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus himself was filled when he was baptized by John. Luke 4 says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Mind exploding, right? But what we can know and trust is what he has declared. God says he is almighty. He is self-existent. He is gracious. He is holy. He is first and last. I'll read you some verses. Genesis 17 says, I am God Almighty. Exodus 3:14 says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. Exodus 22 says, and it will be that when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am gracious. Leviticus 11 says, for I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. And Isaiah 41 says, who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last I am he. Again, not boundary conditions, but qualities and attributes. God says these things because he wants us to know him. In fact, God, the uncontainable, made his Son a container in Mary, the Son of Man, and took all the sins of creation to the grave on Calvary so that we could know him. 1 John 5:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Friends, this is more than information. It's an invitation to intimacy. This know, as in know him, is a very special word, which means to know by experience. It's not head knowledge. It's a realization due to personal relationship or intimacy. In fact, it is used to reference that relationship between a husband and wife in the Bible. It's so important that Jesus indicated it was a necessity for entrance into his kingdom. In Matthew 7, it says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you." That's the same word, no. "Depart from me, you that work iniquity." In fact, God created Eve, compatible with Adam, as a prophetic picture of the intimacy that leads to unity. "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Well, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's Ephesians 5. The first Adam and his bride became intimate and united in the flesh. And the mystery Paul referred to is that the last Adam, Jesus, and his bride, the church, became intimate and united in spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians 6, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So may he who fills all things fill you." Romans 15, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.